This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. You know what time it is. It's the day after the Toronto Raptors took on the Cleveland Cavaliers. And on this podcast, we check out every Raptor game the day after they're played and break it down. And we got an interesting one and a long one to get into, so I'm not going to waste a lot of time on the introductions. I'm just going to get right into this game. So let's do it. Raptors-Cavs took place February 24th in Cleveland. Raptors looking for a bit of revenge because the Cavs took us down at home in the ACC a couple of weeks ago. For no reason. Raptors should have had that one. Right, I think we lost by 2 points that game. Kyrie broke our heart. So we're looking for a little payback here in Kyrie's arena. So let's jump into it. First quarter. Very first possession of the game. Very first one. Spencer Hall. And you know what? This was indicative of what was going to go down this game. Spencer Hawes, the center, who recently acquired from Philadelphia, gets the ball, top of the three-point line, takes a couple of dribbles, picks it up, looks around, goes on his pivot foot, then takes another couple of dribbles and makes a pass. No one says anything. I was watching the Cleveland broadcast. Cleveland broadcasters didn't say a word. I was so annoyed by that I even stopped the game and switched to the Raptors broadcasters. Matt and Jack had nothing to say about it either. Nobody noticed. I watched the replay 5 times just to be sure. You know, as clear a double dribble as it gets. Spencer Hawes with the, and so no call. Very upset with both broadcasters and all the refs on the floor to not notice that. I don't know how. None of the players were even making a big deal about it. I thought someone would have something to say. But look it up. Very first play of the game. The Raptors start out cold. First 3 minutes, couldn't get a bucket. And then the first 5 minutes, the only person that put the ball in the net was T. Ross, who had a two-pointer and a three-pointer. So that was keeping us in the game the first 5 minutes. Until Jonas at the fourth, just past the 6 minute mark or 7 minute mark, gets a great offensive rebound off of Kyle Lowry, misses a three from the left corner. And Jonas, with the offensive board, catches it, doesn't bend his elbows, just keeps his arms fully extended over his head, and just takes a little bit of a hop and goes up and hammers it down with two hands. That's what we like to see, Jonas. Do not bring that ball down. You don't have to. 6:23 mark, T. Ross hits his second three of the game, and it's 12-10 Cleveland. So T. Ross really carrying us at the moment. He had 8 of the Raptors' 10 points. And you know, this is something I gotta say. I was watching T. Ross on defense. He was defending Kyrie, and he plays good D. But you know what I don't get? It's I guess I do get it because I used to do it too. But our natural tendency as a defender is to put your right hand up if you're right-handed. You know, you kind of keep the left hand low and the right hand up, and it makes no sense. You got to do it the other way. If you have your left hand up, I didn't realize this till later on in sort of my basketball playing days. I didn't really fully figure it out, I guess. But you put your left hand up, and you've got a guy who's right-handed facing you. They have no room to pull up, right? You've taken away pretty much their shooting option. Unless they're very athletic, they're going to be very concerned about that extended left hand grabbing that ball. Sorry if my hand was blocking the mic there, because I was just acting out the proper defensive set. But I just wanted to say that, because I noticed T. Ross wasn't doing it, and Kyrie kind of burned him a couple of times on that. Alright, 4:55, Amir, gorgeous touch pass. It was a very close, short range, give and go with DeMar DeRozan. They pulled this off in the paint, where DeMar was floating it to him, and Amir cutting under the basket, and you could, you know, he knew he didn't have good space and opportunity to gather it and go up strong, so he just volleyball touched it back to DeMar, who hit like a nice 5 foot jumper, and it was just really impressive. I know maybe I didn't make it sound that impressive, but it was a beautiful touch pass. Unusual. You don't see it that often. The 2:47 mark, gorgeous ball movement by the Raptors. DeMar gets the ball in the left corner. Great pump fake. Steps in with one dribble, then a big sidestep to the right. Another pump fake, drains the 19-footer, or pump fake, puts up the shot, drains the 19-footer, and one, makes a free throw, scores tied at 17. And DeMar, by the way, I should note, he's shooting over 80% from the free throw line. I really feel like that should be standard for a two guard in this league, and I'm proud of him. Actually, I'm proud of him, I'm happy. I got nothing to do with him making free throws, so there's no reason for me to feel pride, but I'm happy for him, and I'm pleased that the Raptors starting all-star two guard is shooting over 80% from the free throw line. I think that's just right. a lot of great players aren't able to accomplish that. 159, tough little sequence for Luol Deng, who obviously I'm a fan of because he's a Brit. But he gets blocked going hard at Patrick Patterson. Patterson backpedaling, gets up, blocks him. But right back to Deng, he goes right back up and Amir swats it hard from behind out of bounds. But then the Raptors wind up getting the ball back and Amir comes back and drains a three from the right wing. And Raptors go up 23-17. And I made a note at the end of the first quarter that Anthony Bennett, who, you know, I talked about this when we played the Cavs last time. They got, you know, obviously two very good Canadian, great Canadian players, Tristan Thompson and the number one pick last year, Anthony Bennett. But boy, Anthony Bennett, not, you know, and I hate to say this on the Raptors Abroad podcast, but really the times that I've seen him not looking like a number one pick, you know, and again, I don't even want to mention these two in the same breath because I know he's better than that, but I was seeing shades of Kwame. I mean, I'm just not understanding, you know, he had, I'll get into it later in the game, but I just noted that he looked like a rookie in that first quarter. Second quarter starts with DeMar at the 10:42 mark, dribbling around, sees a hole, goes down the lane, and just two-handed hammer dunk. Not sure if it was a breakdown. I guess it was a combination of a Cavs breakdown and good vision by DeMar, but not exactly what I'm sure the Cavs had drawn up on their defensive for their defensive schemes. 9:11 mark, DeMar finds Grevis for a three-pointer in the corner. Really nice drive and kick by DeMar, which has become kind of a staple of his game now. He's not just getting to the hole and making up his mind ahead of time what he's going to do. He's reading the defense and making plays, and that's why I noted that. It was really nice to see that progression in DeMar's game. 8:50 mark. The Cavs get their first points in 7 minutes off of a defensive 3 seconds. So the Cavs had not scored at all in 7 minutes. Raptors were up 9, 29-20. And then at the 8:18 mark, a huge play, which I thought would have sealed this ball game. How wrong I was. But at the 8:18 mark, a huge play. The Raptors completely mess up. Tyler Hansbrough keeps the ball alive on an offensive rebound. It leads to Grevis Vasquez hitting a three. However, while the ball is in the air, Tyler gets fouled. I'm doing air quotes here. He gets fouled by Spencer Hawes, you know, while the shot is up. But what really happened is Tyler just ran behind him, hooked his arm like he tends to do. He just kind of stuck his arm around and hooked him like elbow to elbow and just falls down and drags Spencer Hawes on top of him. But the refs get fooled like they always do with that. And Spencer Hawes gets, not only does he get the foul, but he gets a technical for arguing it. So DeMar makes the technical free throw, and Tyler was entitled to one free throw because it was a loose ball foul with the shot in the air. So he gets the one free throw or on a made basket, and he makes it. It's a five-point trip for the Raptors. And we go up at that point 14, 34-20. And, you know, the Cavs were just looking rough, and I didn't see them turning this one around. However, they throw in this guy, Dellavedova, who we saw a few minutes last time. And I tell you, this guy, he reminds me a little bit of J.J. Barea, but maybe a bit stronger. He's a scrappy sort of player, even a bit like Lowry, but more of a physical defender, it seems. But at the 6:56 mark, he picked up the ball after a made shot. Luol Deng got made a steal and had a layup. And Dellavedova runs over and picks it up and tosses it to the ref. And if I'm not mistaken, that's a delay of game this season. I remember at the start of the season seeing that play 5 times a game. You know, because the players were just so used to grabbing the ball after a made basket and tossing it to the ref. But I'm pretty sure the rule is, if your team scores, you don't touch the ball. That's it. It's the other team or the referee who picks up the ball. But again, no call. Just some more inconsistency from the refs. As I said, there's a bit of a theme this game. 3:54 mark, Kyrie Irving, sweet drive. He had a couple of these, but this is a beautiful drive, hangs in the air, and nice sort of poster-looking finish. Almost gets like a ballet dancer in the air and little pose before he hangs before he tossed it, flipped it in off the glass over his shoulder. At the 3:40 mark, Hansbrough, unbelievable. The exact same thing happens, although this time he was legitimately fouled, but on a made basket, gets fouled underneath and gets sent to the free throw line for a free throw, which he missed. However, like I said, almost deja vu, Jarrett Jack, who fouled him underneath, gets a technical foul for arguing the call. By the way, Jarrett Jack, who I mentioned last podcast, but one of my favorite Raptors of all time. And he's one of those weird players, Jarrett Jack, who plays well everywhere he plays, but not quite well enough to be the starter, I guess. But he's always wanted by other teams, so he's like a good bargaining chip in trades. And he's just a journeyman now, but he's a fantastic player. He had a great season last year with Golden State. And great minutes with the Raptors before that. So, don't know what he's going to do to get a long-term home, but he's a good player. I like watching him. 147 mark, Jonas. Great block on Spencer Hawes on a 19-foot jumper. You don't see that very often. Spencer Hawes is legit 7 feet. And he goes up for a somewhat slightly fading jumper, and Jonas got a fingertip on it for the block, which was a real proper big boy play. And that led to T-Ross. Oh, no, sorry, that didn't lead to T-Ross. That was just a nice play. 40 seconds to go in the half. Terrence Ross, 2 turnovers on 1 trip down the floor. He turns it over off the dribble. Wild scramble, he gets it back, and then on a pass just turns it over again. And the Cavs finish the quarter on a 7-0 run, and they're only down 6, 47-41. Like I said, there's a lot to say, so without delay, straight to the third quarter. The Cavs continue that 7-0 run from the end of the third quarter with a 7-0 run to start the fourth quarter. And they go from down, they were down 15 at one point, now they're up 1, 48-47. And this is where I really start to get into it. So 9:35, Kyle Lowry ends the run with a spin move in the paint. Beautifully done. Spinning on, Jesus, what's his name? I'm blanking on point guard, on Kyrie, sorry. Spins on Kyrie Irving and a beautiful lefty finish. Then at 9:07 mark, next possession, Kyle Lowry finds T. Ross in transition for 3. I'm thinking the Raptors are ready to go on another run and just build up that lead again. However, we run into the refs. An unbelievable, and I hate to be a guy that blames things on the refs, but an unbelievable no-call. DeMar DeRozan driving to the basket, takes a pass when he's cutting at full speed, driving to the lane, looks like he's going to have an open finger roll, but he puts it up about 2 feet short of the rim. All right, all-star DeMar DeRozan, open lane, and then, you know, in traffic, but he's above everyone, and he puts a 2-foot short air ball. Oh, I don't know. I wonder if someone fouled him. Yeah, and if you look back, clearly Kyrie Irving gets him on the elbow and lifts his arm up, so that's why the ball goes super high in the air instead of towards the basket. No call from the ref, and that results in a fast break and go the other way, and Kyrie Irving with the layup. So he fouls DeMar and then breaks, and he runs a little give and go where Jarrett Jack gets a layup. I'm still annoyed about that. 6:19 mark, Amir Johnson, beautiful lefty scoop shot with the up and under. He goes up with the right hand, brings it down, and brings it underneath the defender's arm, and finishes it with the left. Absolutely beautiful. Then at the 5:30 mark, Terrence Ross sees a little opening, goes down the lane, and does one of those monster one-handers that it seems like only he does these days, where he goes up off the wrong foot and kind of torques his body the opposite way of most guys and is able to uncork at the end and really hammer it down. Then at the 5:08, T-Ross. So this is 22 seconds later. T-Ross with a deflection leads to Lowry and giving it up to DeMar with the alley-oop on the fast break. DeMar catches it, softly finger rolls it in. And it looking like the Raptors are on a nice little run, but Kyrie was not having any of that. And he was really running things for the Cavs. He looked like a number one pick. He had a couple of jumpers, a couple of drives, several free throws. And he takes the Raptors' lead down to 1. The Raptors are up 70-69. However, to start the fourth quarter, they review a Kyle Lowry basket from the third quarter, and it came after the shot clock. So the Cavs actually have a 69-68 lead to start. 11:08. Anthony Bennett travels, right? So he gets, I believe that was his second turnover of the quarter, and this is only 52 seconds in, travels, and then just as he's dribbling back, he just gives a little bit of an extra bounce. The ball goes probably twice the height, you know, maybe 4 meters in the air, or for you Americans, like, you know, 15, 20 feet in the air, and he gets a technical foul. I was just like, what is this coming to? I mean, what is this ref? It just makes no sense that a guy can't even show that much emotion that he can dribble the ball a little bit harder. He wasn't trying to show up the ref. He was laughing. He was angry at himself. And anyway, I'm happy because it went the Raptors' way, but I don't like seeing stuff against Anthony Bennett or anyone when it's a ridiculous call like that. And so the DeMar makes a free throw. Raptors tie it at 71. 9:15 mark. If you watch this, you know, the ESPN highlights, I'm sure this one will be up there. Kyrie, crazy handle, behind the back dribble, then crosses over Kyle Lowry, and a beautiful finish in the paint with a little reverse layup. That put the Cavs up 77-73. 8:39 mark, Bennett, another turnover with the travel, and that's coming off an ugly air ball. So just a terrible night, and as soon as he did that, he looked over at the bench. He knew his night was done, and he headed over and got replaced. 30 seconds later, 8:15 mark, Grevis Vasquez, who's been having a great game for the Raptors. I didn't mention him in the third. He had a couple of nice drives and teardrops. He drains a three. That puts the Raptors down by 178-77. And DeMar, in this fourth quarter, has been stepping up. He's been hitting some mid-range jumpers. He hits his third mid-range jumper of the quarter at the 7:44 mark. 6:26 mark, Amir Johnson with a huge play, drawing a charge on Tyler Zeller, which would have been a layup, possibly an and one, but Amir got his feet just outside the restricted area. And then at the 5:25 mark, Terrence Ross ties the game with a right wing three. Raptors, that's 83-83. After another couple of Kyrie Irving buckets, DeMar hits a 10-foot jumper, fading to his left on the baseline, and it's tied at 87, which is where I'm at right now, at the 3:23 mark. So I kind of, even though this took like 15 minutes, I kind of sped through that because I'm going to call the last bit of this game live and in full effect. So moving on back to my Raptors game, 3:15 mark. Here we go. Luol Deng, 4-3, no good. And Tyler Zeller fouled by Patrick Patterson on the rebound. So the Cavs will actually go to the line. I think they're in the bonus. So Zeller is going to the line. Drains the first free throw. Skipping forward, drains the second. Raptors down 2. 3:08 remaining. Patterson hands off to DeRozan. Gives it off to T. Ross. Right wing 3 is good. T. Ross at the 3:01 mark. Draining a 3. 90-89 Raptors. All right, here goes Kyrie Irving against T. Ross, left wing, gets a screen, switches to Patterson, gives it to Zeller, who gets stripped beautifully by Lowry, and then Zeller runs over Lowry, no call, but it goes off of him out of bounds. What a play by Kyle Lowry. Kyrie Irving running a nice pick and roll with Zeller, but Zeller ran into Lowry, who I've mentioned he gets one of those maybe once a game or once every other game where a big man will have the ball and not see him sort of sneak in underneath and steal that. The huge play there for the Toronto Raptors. All right, skipping forward here. Raptors to inbounds. Patrick Patterson gives it up to DeRozan, who hands off to Lowry, who's working on Dellavedova, who I mentioned is a feisty defender. He's actually a good matchup for Lowry. Lowry hands off to DeMar. Right free throw line extended, driving underneath, and the reverse dunk. DeMar DeRozan goes from the right side of the rim, shows up on the left side, and throws it down. Raptors up 3, 2:20 remaining. Dellavedova handling, off to Irving. Irving gives it to Spencer Hawes, to Dellavedova, right wing, driving on Amir. Nice dish to Zeller, but he's blocked from behind by T. Ross, but a foul called. Good foul, though. That saved a dunk by Tyler Zeller. Almost looked like a clean block. I want to see the replay here showing DeMar. Oh, what a play by DeMar. We haven't seen him get one of those up and under reverse dunks in a long time. I'm not sure if his hand quite got the rim, but he did. No, it didn't. But he did make the dunking motion. He just threw it down. Seen a lot more of those this year. All right, Tyler Zeller shooting his second free throw, and he makes it. He made the first one as well, so it's a one-point game, 92-91, 2:07 remaining. Lowry brings it across the line, drops it off to DeMar. DeMar uses a screen from Amir, pulls up from 19 feet. No good. Battling for the rebound, Patrick Patterson to Lowry for 3. No good. Irving the rebound, brings it up on the left side, working on T. Ross. Spin move. brings it back, using a screen of Zeller, puts up the teardrop, just rolls off. Patrick Patterson the rebound, beautiful. Gives it off to Lowry. Lowry brings it across the timeline, 1:33 remaining. Raptors dodged a bullet there. Lowry missing from, Irving missing from point blank range. Here's DeMar to the hole, and he is fouled, putting up a right-handed hook shot. Brilliant. Tyler Zeller a little too aggressive because it looked like pretty solid defense, but DeMar's got a real knack for drawing these free throws, especially in late game situations. And yeah, Zeller did get him on the arm. 1:23 remaining. Big free throws for DeRozan with a 1-point lead for the Raptors. First one is up and good. 94-92 Raptors. Here's DeMar getting ready for his second free throw. 93-91 Raptors, and 94-91 Raptors as DeMar makes his second clutch free throw in a row. Timeout Cleveland. And now I'm going to flex my NBA League Pass by jumping forward. That's 40 seconds, 50 seconds. Upcoming games. We got Washington coming up. All right. And jumping forward, and we're just at the Cavs, ready to inbounds. Here we go. Kyrie, left side. T-Ross defending. Gets a screen from Deng. Off to Hawes. Off to Dellavedova. Back to Hawes now, right side. Dellavedova, right wing, about 25 feet away, gives it up to Zeller. Zeller at the free throw line, back to Irving, driving. Oh, gorgeous attempt, but it dribbles out. And looks like he gets called. Oh, he gets called for the charge on that. I thought that was a block. Was that Lowry who drew that? Kyle Lowry, incredible. Gets his left foot out at the last possible second, because it really looked like he was in that restricted area. But he was basically on his tiptoes to be out of that restricted area, and he drawing a huge charge on Kyrie Irving. It looked like Kyrie was about to get an end one. I was commenting on the bad luck that it didn't go in, because he finger rolled it and it kind of danced around the rim before it fell out. I didn't hear the call. Wow. Kyle Lowry with two big, big defensive plays. One with the strip of Zeller underneath, and then to get his feet out of the restricted area. And oh, he took actually a pretty hard shot from Irving. Looked like he got him kind of in the special man area there. But he took that pretty well. A huge play. So the Raptors up three, 1:02 remaining. Another timeout. I'm going to jump forward a bit because I've seen the replay. Looks like the refs were looking at something there. I'm not sure what they were reviewing. All right, inbounds here. Lowry across the timeline. Kyrie Irving defending. Right side. Still dribbling. Top of the circle now. Looking for DeMar. DeMar can't get free. Well, Deng playing some sticky defense, and Kyle Lowry has to call timeout with 9 on the shot clock. 47.9 remaining. And again, the beauty of League Pass. I am fast-forwarding. And Raptors are lining up, getting ready to inbounds again. DeMar DeRozan to be the inbounder this time. He couldn't get him free. Gives it to Amir. Hands off back to DeMar. DeMar, 22-footer is air ball short. Jeez. His shot was worse than my call on the shot. Jeez. What happened there, DeMar? He, nice little dribble move, and then about a step inside the three-point line from nearly straight away, and he put up an air ball. I'm not sure if anyone got a piece of that. All right, Kyrie Irving, 38 seconds left, over the half-court line. Dribbling, gives it to Spencer Hawes, and a turnover. He tried to dump it down to Spencer Hawes. I think it was Terrence Ross got a hand on it. And DeMar driving and gets fouled. DeMar, who elected to not use a lot of clock, he put up a shot with 19 remaining on the shot clock. I don't know what happened. Spencer Hawes. And no, it was DeMar that got there just in time. Just as the ball was coming into Zeller's hands, DeMar pokes it away. And Zeller gets nailed by Patrick Patterson on the body. No call there. And DeMar, first free throw is good. big one, making it a two-possession game now. 95, well, barring a four-point play, I guess. 95-91, 27.1 seconds remaining. DeMar's second free throw now is up. And good. Nothing but net. DeMar making some string music on the free throws. Four in a row. Clutch. Earning that all-star status. And that's got to be around 30 points for him tonight. I'm not exactly sure what numbers he's at. 27.1 remaining. Jumping forward. Luol Deng, the inbounds, gets it to Kyrie. T-Ross on him from the three-point line. Blows past him. Tries to get the call, but does not get it. And puts a shot up and doesn't catch rim. Just hits the backboard. He kind of jumped into Amir, but I think Amir went straight up. And the law of verticality, he's allowed to go straight up. So Kyrie does not get the call. Yeah, Amir went straight up. Kind of brought his arms down, but... And then T-Ross gets the rebound, and he's fouled by Zeller. Huge play. So that could be ball game if... it was Lowry who got the rebound. Then Lowry comes up to the line, makes his first free throw. 97-91. If he makes this one, which he does, 98-91. Seven-point ball game now with 20 seconds left. Raptors absolutely take control of this one. It's got to be, what, an 8-0 run to end this game. And Irving with the miss, but Spencer Hawes follow and the layup. Still 10.6 seconds left and a five-point game. This one is not over. Raptors still are going to have to make free throws, and Cleveland's going to have an opportunity to make a couple of shots. Patterson runs the baseline, gives it to DeMar. He's fouled by Luol Deng. And how is that possible? Not even... Yeah, 1 second comes off the clock there. Okay. 9.6 remaining. DeMar makes the first... Misses the second, and timeout Cleveland. They got the ball with 7.2 remaining. And see, these are the times when I really appreciate having League Pass. I mean, having to sit here and just wait and wait is annoying. Now I can just jump ahead 10 seconds at a time. And here we are, Cleveland about to inbound. 7.2 remaining. So a miss here, and that's ball game. Deng, inbounds. Spencer Hawes, pump fake, back to Deng, puts up an open three. And it's too long. Kyrie Irving with the rebound. Puts up a little bank shot at the buzzer and misses. Raptors win 99-93. Nice W. And if the Raptors are only going to get 99 points and not 100 in a W, might as well do it on the road. Because for those of you who don't know, if the Raptors win a game in Toronto and get at least 100 points, every fan gets a free slice of pizza from Pizza Pizza. So usually that's kind of a side story to the game. All right, so incredibly long podcast here, with 27 minutes. So I'm going to go straight to the box score here and just break it down very quickly because I think DeMar did something very impressive. Let's see what we got here. DeMar DeRozan, yeah, 12 of 25, 33 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, plus 8 from the floor. We'll take that. And then T-Ross, 7 of 11, 5 of 8 threes. And Kyle Lowry, 13 points, 9 assists. He was, however, 0 of 9 from three-point land, which is yucky. But he's due. We'll take it. We'll take it in a W. And not a very pretty box score for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Aside from Kyrie Irving, nobody really had a good game. And I just got to look this up. Anthony Bennett, they're only giving him 3 turnovers. He had at least 6. He had at least 6 and a couple of air balls. He was 0-5, so tough one for the Toronto boy playing against his, hopefully his favorite team. And Tristan Thompson did all right, better than I've seen him in previous games. He was 4 of 10, and he had 13 points and 9 rebounds. But he's the type of guy I see him becoming a really dominant player. Anthony Bennett, I need to see a little bit more of, unfortunately. I'd like to just support him unconditionally. Oh, and Grevas Vasquez, I just want to say 6 of 11, 15 points. Nice job, Grevis. All right, so the Raptors have a day off, and then tomorrow night we'll be playing the Washington Wizards. All right, so I think the Raptors should be able to get a W out of that one as well. Because look at us sitting in third place, 32-25. I mean, 7 games over 500 is not a fluke at this point in the game. That's respectable. This is actually a good team. DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry, that trade from. The Rudy Gay trade, and we're really just things are clicking. Yone is starting to come into his own. T. Ross taking steps. Really happy to watch this squad right now. Really happy to watch this squad. All right, y'all. Thanks for checking us out. I know it was long, so if you stuck with me till the end, I appreciate it. And we will check you all on Thursday. Peace.